Australia has registered its first cases of the virus outside of major centres, an indication that the outbreak knows no bounds. Medical personnel are in short supply across regional and rural areas, with medical experts now warning an outbreak of the virus will only amplify the problem. Jess Davis reports.
For people living in rural and regional areas, waiting weeks to see the local doctor is part of life. Dr. Julian Fidge is a GP from Wangaratta in northeast Victoria and says shortages of doctors will be amplified during a coronavirus outbreak.
We're stretched very thin as it is, and we have no capacity to suddenly conjure up a nurse to man a triage line or a spare nurse to take swabs or a spare doctor. It's just not possible.
Dr. Adam Coltso from the Rural Doctors Association says the major concern is staffing.
The plan really relies on GPs, nursing staff and allied health. And if they're already in short supply in regional and rural parts of the country, if a few of them go off sick, that's going to make it a lot worse.
He says as well as doctors, he holds further concerns about resources, such as intensive care beds and ventilators in regional hospitals.
There are plans underway to try and increase the capacity of small intensive care units in rural and regional areas and to increase the number of ventilators available to put people on should that be needed.
The Australian and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists says there are 5,500 anaesthetists in Australia and many work in elective surgery. Dr. Sean McManus says many could be redeployed to regional areas.
I suspect that the patients that need intensive care will need to come to the bigger hospitals anyway, and so you would probably find the anaesthetist may be involved in helping to transfer those patients.
But he says while isolation might give remote areas an advantage in avoiding infections, there would be challenges getting care and equipment to those areas should an outbreak occur.
How do you actually get equipment, masks, gowns to sort of remote areas in health clinic? That's something that I think will be a challenge.
Equipment shortages are being felt across the board, and Dr. Julian Fidge says it's a particular concern for regional areas.
Everything gets soaked up by the cities. We get a bare minimum to go on with.
The Rural Pharmacy Network says it's already hearing reports from members experiencing shortages of critical medicines. Their spokeswoman is Katie Stott.
That would include asthma medications, blood pressure, diabetes, antibiotics. And that's leading to a situation where we're having to ration supply as well.
She says governments need to intervene to ensure all Australians can access the medicines they need.
We think that the key concern is that large pharmacy groups have been advised to sort of buy ahead and that they are maybe buying more than their immediate needs require and that's thrown the whole system out.
Katie Stott says the other major concern for rural areas is that many towns only have one pharmacy and sometimes only one pharmacist.
So if that pharmacist has to go into quarantine, we're very concerned about what that will mean for smaller rural towns in terms of potential pharmacy closures.
Katie Stott from the Rural Pharmacy Network, ending that story by Jess Davis.